Trash Planet contains themes of desperation and poverty. We portray a comedic, absurd, and violent world. For a full list of content warnings, please see the episode description. See the VIPs arriving. The VIPs are filing into their table. We see a cloud of security officers. These are John Wick looking types. Like, these are suits, very slick, very, like, these are the people that rich people want to be guarded by. And we see a man, probably middle-aged, looks pretty bad, all things considered. He's got a thinning brown mullet. He's got, like, a rumpled button-down. He's got cowboy boots. He has this crazy vape, which appears to be, like, three different unrelated objects stuck together. We see a guy who is in, like, big, cartoony Crocodile Dundee survivor gear. And the night is underway. So, what are you guys up to?
I would like to spend a flashback to build this fake jailbird. I know it's gonna be expensive.
Yes, well,
I think
tell
I'm
me.
The least amount of stress. So,
what does it look like? What do you do?
I'm gonna take Vinny Vertebeast from the Screaming Slice. He kind of scares the kids and people anyway.
Tank is really sad. He's looking forlorn out the upstairs window. Hand. Goodbye, sweet prince.
It's okay, buddy. It's for the greater good.
I couldn't say goodbye.
You can say goodbye to him now.
No, it's too late.
So I scrounge him for pieces, as well as, like, things around the Screaming Slice in the food court. And maybe, and maybe even some excursion. Like, when I went on my excursion with Connie, I probably picked up some things, too. So the idea is that I am making this giant animatronic, well, I guess it's to scale, animatronic jailbird that needs to look realistic from a distance and also needs to somewhat move because it needs to look like it's alive. So I also will build a cage around it will then act almost like a puppet system in case the mechanics break in some way.
And so, you have accidentally given someone known to be good with puppets. unbeknownst to you, you played right into our trap.
The grim specter of non-binary puppeteers.
It's almost like Wilpertinger and I were family friends.
It was really a Hail Mary, like hoping that you would give us a puppeteer NPC, but yeah. It worked.
So yeah, and it took me, like, I stayed up all night building this thing and putting all the pieces together and using my memory as best as I could because I drew a picture for everybody so that they knew what a jailbird looked like. But I'm not the best writing artist. I'm a performance artist, so it was crude.
It tracks.
It's a crude drawing, a la Tank's crude drawings. But I finally finish in the wee hours of the morning, and Inla, like, wipes off her brow and looks at her team and says, "What do y'all think?
Should we roll, see how good it is?"
Okay.
This is Tinker, right? Gotta be.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Okay.
Well, remember, you can push yourself, you can take assistance, you can accept a devil's bargain.
I also can... I'm a daredevil, so there's that too, but that's a desperate action I don't have.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I think that this is a desperate action because, like, the risk here is if this jailbird looks bad, y'all are in trouble.
Yeah. I'm going to assist with foresight. I can do that without stress.
Oh,
so
shit.
And narratively, I'm good at, like, weaving and sewing and all of that, so I can put together, cloth for the exterior.
So Emma's doing the bones and the pneumatic mechanisms, and you're doing, like, the exterior, like, mm-hmm. making all the feathers drape and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's perfect, because Emma would not be good at that part. That would help sell it for sure.
I think we're going to call this a desperate standard roll, unless you want to punch it up or down.
And you said it's a tinker, right?
Yes. So you are going to mark XP on this.
So in tinker, I don't have anything, but I have daredevil, which was you take additional 1D when rolling desperate action if you also take negative 1D resistance against consequences from the roll.
Okay.
And then I'm of help. So how many dice do I roll?
Okay, so it would have been roll two, take the lower.
Right.
It goes to neutral because of roll your one. Stat, and then because of yours...
That's plus one.
That's plus one.
Two, right? Okay. I'm trying to... A five.
A five. Hell yeah. Okay. Yes, we're in the game. We're in the game.
So, team, what do you think?
I think it looks fantastic. The idea to use, like, a rusted metal thing for the beak, it's inspired.
Thank you. I came up with that at like 2 a.m.
Yeah, if I stand far away and squint my eyes, it looks just like that picture you drew.
Damn.
Wait, modern. And Enla, you can make the mouth move, right?
Oh, of course. I like have like a little pulley at the bottom. I can do it mechanically, but I don't have power connected to it. We need that generator in here, but I'll just like, here goes.
Hey, I'm Vinny the Vertibeast. The
Look
jailbird.
At what they've done to my boy.
They jailbirded my boy.
My original boy.
It's Vinny the jailbird. Oh, just as a side story note, Enla took all the little objects that were representative of each person and took them back. So she has those. She didn't Aww. Include them as part of the jailbird.
Oh, okay. All right. So the jailbird looks pretty good. Like, I think that this is a big flapping thing in a cage. And so visually, that turns out to be a nice combo where it's like, yeah, it's moving, it's crazy to look at, and it's in a cage. Like, there's some layers of abstraction going on here. So especially from a distance, you're like, okay, yeah, this is believable. however, you are going to have one consequence here, which is, unless you're going to resist, Volpertinger is going to try to steal some stuff. Because they have expensive stuff here, and this is how they roll. So.
I'm going to try to resist that. Okay. But additionally, do I need to roll for stress for the flashback?
Yes. I'm going to call that a two, and then you're going to roll resistance, maybe? Okay.
Okay. So is that
two? So you're taking two okay. just from doing the flashback, and then we're going to find out about resisting. Yeah, we're going
to... You have minus to
yeah,
the...
Yeah, you have minus 1D because of Daredevil.
Yep, yeah. Minus 1. So it would be an insight resist, whatever okay. that was, and then minus 1.
So just 1. It's a 1!
Ooh, brutal. How are you doing?
Well, okay, so what is that? Because
five stress.
That
adds
five stress. Right?
1, 2. Yeah, I'm 2 away.
Ooh. Oh, you can also share stress with someone you trust.
I do trust a lot of you, but I don't know if I want to give you stress.
Yeah, like...
I had the least to start with, so I think I'll take it all.
Okay, you had your sleepless night. You worked real fucking hard. We see that beautiful shot where, like, the camera is mounted up high, and then it's still, and Enla's just, like, it fast forwards over an entire night where Enla's, like, zipping around, moving things, assembling things, picking things up, putting them down, you know, very, very fast. And then when the morning comes, you just lie back on the ground of the Scream and Slice, exhausted, your beautiful jailbird rattling and shaking in its cage. Looks good. Great job. So, hell yeah.
I'm gonna beef up this presentation a little bit. I'm gonna spend another load Ooh. For my tape recorder, because I have those. And I think I made a jailbird call. So, like, before it physically shows up on the scene for these guests to see, you can hear it. You can hear its distress.
Ooh!
Squawks.
Incredible. What does that sound like?
You want me to do a phone call? What?
I imagine it sounds almost like a metal on metal sort of grind.
Ooh.
Mixed with a bird call. Like, that's kind of the energy.
It's like a croaking kind of like, you yeah. know, like, ooh. And they're big, so it's booming, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah. Cool. Is this a real one you recorded, or was it you yelling into a microphone to simulate this?
I love the idea that, like, we all worked on, like, the Foley design of this. Like, so, like, I'm like, okay, so it sounds kind of like this. And I'm, like, taking metal pieces and, like, grinding them together.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's how it is.
The tank's in the background making wind noises. So, Enla, where is the jailbird in the cage right now?
I think it's, like, behind the staging area at the moment. Because, again, we want to, like, set it all up before we actually... bring it out. And the idea is that we don't want it to be out for too long, because the longer it's out, the more it's possible that people will notice it's not real. So it's kind of tucked away. Maybe they can see something moving, but they can't see like details of it right now.
Makes sense. Okay. Who would like to go?
Well, we still need to get the meat. Yeah. So I'm going to use a flashback to hunt a Funkfoot.
I think you mean a greater funk leg.
Funk leg.
I think if you consult your encyclopedia, you'll find the greater funk leg in beautiful bold print, you know?
You're right. I checked my extensive encyclopedia collection and it was there.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, it's right there, right between duck and eel.
Funk leg.
Okay, what does this look like?
So, Tank is going to be wading in the juicy waters of their natural habitat. The kind of like fishermen.
The real tall waders.
Yeah. And so it's going to be a little bit like catching a catfish where like you have to reach down in a hole, right? And like pull them out by like sticking your hand in their mouth.
Are you noodling?
Noodling.
I'm noodling for funk legs.
Oh, I'm so happy right now.
Okay. My boy's noodling for funk legs.
Yeah.
Have you done this before or is this a first time?
No, this is for sure Tank's first time.
Did you take anyone with you or you were just like, whatever, I'll figure it out?
I think he probably asked around to see if anyone has done this before. Yeah, who of Tank's contacts would be there?
Can we have a montage of you asking people to, like, bro, you ever noodled for funk legs?
Yeah.
So who do you talk to?
I'll talk to Enla. I didn't know if you meant Enla or Grever.
It could be both.
Enla and Grever are playing patty cake in the corner of the screen. It's like,
I'll ask Enla, and I'll ask Yanush.
All right. Yanush, you find in the kitchen doing nighttime stuff, chopping up big old mushrooms. He's like, bro, that's disgusting. I mean, it's like fine, but they nibble on your fingies?
Yeah. From what I understand, you kind of just like reach in and they like kind of latch onto your hand and you just pull it out.
Did it sound natural when I said bro? I don't do that too often.
Actually, it did. I didn't even notice it.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
We're really boys.
We are boys. That's great.
Cut from you, Nish. Who else do you ask?
I'll ask Enla.
Nice.
Hey, Enla, we need some meat, and I was thinking maybe we could get like a greater funk leg or a lesser funk leg, but like I don't really know how to noodle.
Oh, yeah. It's an interesting, there's a lot of heated debate between whether or not to wear gloves. Some people think that, you know, the idea of wearing gloves actually limits your ability to be able to like feel, you know.
Tank is jotting this down in a little notebook.
But personally, I like to keep my fingers, so I like to use gloves. You know, I did meet this one funk leg noodler. Oh my God, he was missing almost all of his fingers, but damn, he could catch them every fucking time.
We cut to Tank talking to that guy. Nihar, you're that guy.
I figured.
Yeah, so I hear you're the guy. The guy who noodles for funk legs. He took a big drag from his cigarette.
Yeah, I'm the guy. So, when and where, buddy?
It preferably as soon as possible, and where is wherever funk legs are found. I'm pretty new at this, so any guidance would be much appreciated.
I can tell. We call you all green fingers. Not because your fingers are green, but you have all of your fingers.
Huh.
I mean, do we need more?
We smash cut to this fingerless man and Tank. The fingerless man is not wearing waders. The fingerless man is just in juice, and there's like smoke coming off his body. Like, it's like so corrosive. You're just standing around in the low point basin. The fingerless man is doing it with his toes now.
The trick to surviving in the juice like this is you got to grease yourself up. Motor oil works best, actually.
Yeah, I just have a ton of motor oil laying around.
If you're serious about noodling, you gotta have motor oil laying around.
He like grabs three while he's talking.
Does he have a name?
I think we're calling him the fingerless man.
The fingerless man.
The fingerless man. ridiculous man. So, Tank, you are in your waders. You're with your new buddy.
Oiled up.
Isn't really working. Take a juice card. We're going to see how this goes.
Second of Fade. Carousel. Oh, this is probably not a great one. Oh, wait. Hold on. Verbs are whirling, churning, faltering. The grist, magnet, crab trap, americum.
Americium.
Americium. Yeah. Sorry. Can opener and crane game.
Ooh!
We have magnet, crab trap, and crane game.
I think you're getting yourself some funk legs.
I think we're getting some funk legs.
How does this deck work so well?
You guys.
It's the best deck, I'm telling you. Okay. Amazing. Okay, so you're going to take a +1 on your roll for whatever you're going to roll to get funk legs, and you could acquire a juice burn here, which would be funny.
Which would be funny.
Yeah.
All right. What am I rolling here?
I would accept find, scrounge.
What about touch?
Yeah, there is an argument to be made for touch, isn't
yeah,
there?
Yeah, I think it's kind of like a dexterous. Like, I'm not... He's taken me to the place where there are funk legs.
Now I gotta grab them. Yeah, okay. All right. Give me that touch roll and a +1 for your juice.
That is a 5.
Okay, we see Tank nailing funk leg after funk leg. You're not even noodling, you're just like punching the wall.
Yeah. like spearfishing with my bare hands.
Yeah. What does this guy think?
Damn, son. You got quite the technique there.
Oh, thank you. Would you say you're proud of me? You look like a man who probably expresses lots of emotions.
He puts a hand on your shoulder and he's like, son, Tank. This is the best I've seen anyone do with this as their first time. I am proud of you.
Thank you, fingerless man.
Oh, yeah. He puts a stump on your shoulder.
Tank, the meat dimension briefly opens up, and the big slab of meat looks down at you and is like,
dude, that's huge. Congrats.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, meat.
And you're going to get meat out of this. This is crazy, man.
I know. It's really unlocking a lot of new things for me.
The meat, man. You just gotta follow the meat.
Wait. Before I dissolve out of the meat dimension, what can I call you? Oh, meat deity.
And we pause to think of a good pun between us as a group. just L beef? I don't know.
Beef. Boyant. Beef.
The chunk? Tank
the beef boy.
The chunk.
The chunk. I kind of like the chunk.
The slab.
The chuck. I was thinking chuck.
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 Yeah. Chuck. Oh, just chuck.
I got a great one.
Okay.
What do we call you? Chuck. I also go by Sir Loin.
His name is Chuck Loin.
I love it. So we cut into from what do I call you?
Call me Chuck, son.
Chuck! And he like flings back out of the meat dimension.
It's like, and it doesn't even matter that you betrayed your friend.
No! I forgot about that! It will wreck me with guilt!
All right, smash cut back to the present day. You are looking down at some beautiful funk leg meat. Is this prepared in any way, or how have you dealt with your funk legs?
It's probably cut, right? Like it's cut into shape, but
yeah. I'm picturing like fillet cuts of just like fatty, ducky, eely meat.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice. Yeah, because we want it to look like butchered but not prepared, right?
Yeah.
I think that's probably something y'all are good at, you know? Okay, did you take stress yet for that flashback?
No.
Okay, how do we feel about like a 2? So where are you at on stress?
I'm at 5. So
out of how many here?
Out of 9.
Okay, yeah, all right, well, 2. Yeah. You look down from the funk leg to your friend Connie, who's rushing around getting the tape recorder ready. And you remember that, I don't know, you remember the thing that you've done recently.
Hey, Connie, no, never mind.
Good, I was too busy anyway.
Wait.
What?
I really gotta get something off my chest.
is now really the best time.
Yeah, I kind of just had a whole, like, spiritual journey trying to get this meat. And okay, so in this moment, before Tank is about to confess to Connie, meat angel and meat demon pops up on his shoulders.
Which one of us dances under which name?
It's only funny when I do it.
No, Tank, listen. You need to talk to Connie about stealing meat.
I know, it was wrong. I deprived him.
It's the worst crime you could commit, stealing meat from another person.
I know, I deprived him from that experience.
Counterpoint. It looks like a little drumstick with, like, devil horns and a tail. Counterpoint, the holiest thing you can do is be eating meat, dude. And you did do that, so that's, like, actually fine.
That is true.
But you've deprived another person of such holiness.
That is true, and he's kind of in, like, a religious crisis right now.
Yeah, but, like, is that your problem? Because you're in, like, you're a religious, like, icon, dude. Like, I think you might be a priest or something.
You're right, I might be a priest.
Yeah, I think you, I don't know, maybe you're, like, the chosen one?
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, like, I always wanted to be a chosen one.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this would be the perfect time to get him on board, but there's no meat left.
Dude, you should convert Connie.
With what meat? This is why you don't steal other people's meat.
Well, technically, I didn't steal it. I just partook.
Right, you didn't even do anything wrong. And so it'll be, like, super easy to get Connie in your cult. I mean, religion. It'll be good.
The meat wasn't even for Connie.
Yeah, right. See, now you're making my point. I think me and the angel...
No. We're not... What's this? It wasn't even for Connie. It was for Halbert.
Yeah, right. So it's like you fucked over Halbert, not Connie. Which is better, because she's not here right now, so she doesn't know.
But, like, I don't know. It still feels bad lying to my friend.
But you know what would make you feel better? Big slab of meat.
You know what would make you feel even better than that, Tank? Sharing that meat with someone.
You're right.
Just like you did with Yanush, bitch! I'm winning this thing!
And they pop out of existence.
Yep. And so...
Connie, I do have something to tell you.
And at that moment, your consequence happens. Because you rolled a 5, successful, but still one consequence. The consequence is you see a lovely young lady in a sparkly dress. When she walks, it makes spring sounds. Like, you know, when you, like, drop a slinky or whatever, like, her dress is doing that, which is cool. She's like, hello! Oh my goodness, I was just so excited to see the jail, but I know they said to sit quietly, but there's a ceremony, isn't it? I'm just so happy. Hello! It's very good to meet you. Would you mind if I took a look? Hello, what's your name? I've never spoken to a local before. My goodness.
Yeah, I'm Tank.
Oh my god. Wow, it's a noun and everything. That's so cool. Wow.
I mean, well, technically, aren't all names nouns?
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
I really can't argue with that at all. I'm Linda. Hello. I'm Lynn Linda. I'm just here for the chef's table experience, of course. So you must be one of the chefs.
Well, I'm part of the consulting team that's consulting on the jailbird ceremony.
Wow, so you're like a businessman.
I wouldn't go that far.
The visor descending. So your consequence is she is going to be extremely interested in every level of the meat preparation, the jailbird itself. She's going to be hanging around unless you get her out of here. You could roll to resist right now, or you could let it happen.
I'm going to let this happen.
Okay.
For now.
All right.
Until we figure out some way to shake her.
All
Lynn
right.
Linda?
Lynn Linda.
Lynn Linda.
Another classic rabbit name. who would like to go next?
I'm going to try and de-stress Shreetha. I'm going to try and make this thing go very well somehow. There's a really cool thing that, like, Michelin star restaurants do where, like, you know, if they notice you being left-handed, they'll start serving you your silverware on, you know, left-handedly and little things like that. Since we have the guest list, I think I'm going to really quick pull aside the servers and give them the big lowdown on, like, what I know about some of these guests, which you're going to have to tell me what that is. but like, to try and make their service better.
Yeah. Would you like to spend a flashback on gathering information, or how would you like to have gotten this info?
Yeah, I think this would be stuff we already knew from the info gatherer. I'm now using that information to better the service that is happening.
Okay. What is the final effect here? Like, the effect is to reduce Shrietha's stress level, right?
Yeah.
But how are you going to do that? Like, is this command? By like, you're instructing people how to run these tables, or...
I'm going to do the thing of keeping a very close eye on the guests, you know, making sure that glasses aren't empty, that they're tended to, like, as soon as someone takes a coat off, before it even touches another surface, it's in a server's hands, things like that.
Mm.
Like, I mean, I would like to use Examine to just keep a very, very close eye on all of the guests.
So you notice that guy who's kind of rumpled looking, he has that crazy vape. You're noticing as you're like rushing around looking at stuff that you think it broke because he was really honking on it. Mm-hmm. And then he starts holding it out being like, meh. And, you know, takes it apart, looks down a barrel, is like jamming it back in. So something's going on with that. You know, you could help out there.
Okay. It's a vape, right? Not a mask.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Looks like e-cigarette. It's weird. It looks like old but good technology. You know, kind of like Lottie's mask, how it's a big, strong backpack. Mm-hmm. You're kind of surprised to see it at this level of table, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'll approach this gentleman, this rumpled man, and I'll just say something like, "Hello, I'm very sorry to disturb you. I just noticed you were having some trouble with your vape."
Yeah, fucking thing. You know how to fix these, or...
I'm certain I could try.
Great. It just hands it to you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Do I, from this interaction, recognize who this person is?
Would you? I mean, do you know who this is? Okay. You guys might not know. I mean, I don't know. There's rich people on Helica. You might have run into them. You might not, you know?
Right.
So I would leave it to a fortune roll, right? Like, I think there's no chance Enlo would know, because why would she, you know? I don't know. Maybe Tank?
I think Tank would probably...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would accept that, yeah.
Recognize, like, the marketed version of him, at least.
Okay, yeah. Connie, give me a fortune roll to see if you know who this is.
That's a 4.
Okay. That's a success, right? Or,
mm-hmm. It's a fortune roll.
Yeah.
I guess it depends on how you did the fortune. Is top half?
Top half. Good? Which is why I'm always annoyed about threes.
Yeah. You could also do evens and odds, I guess.
Okay, yeah. That's true. Well, either way, got it. So, hands you this vape, and immediately you notice his hands are, like, tapping, like he's something. And you're pretty sure you know this guy. You think this is a Dort. There's Dort & Sons Tractor Supply and Small Arms, which is exactly what it sounds like. They were a real powerhouse for a minute there, here on Helica. So, that kind of takes you back for a second. You're like, oh, like, he is local. He's just super rich. So, yeah, you know who this is. This is Trent Dort.
Okay. I think knowing who he's a scary presence, I would say, right? Like, I think when approaching him, I didn't quite realize who this was. But then, now that I have his vape in my hand, I'm like, oh God.
You gotta hold a man's vape.
Yeah, this is a scary arms dealer, man. Because I'm not very good at repairing, but I can try to help him out some other way.
You also have... You have Rovens you could call on for this.
Yeah,
So this is something that somebody could help you with, not necessarily a PC, you know?
True.
I think fixing the vape is straightforwardly a tinker role, but if there's something else you want to do here, like...
I think I would like to get some of the Rovens' help, maybe use some of the scrap that we've gathered. I'm going to call on one of the non-Volpler Tinger Rovens.
This was your fatal mistake, because you walk up to the pile of sweaters person, and they go... Hello, I am Zelenogorsk.
I just need help fixing this vape. It's for a VIP.
Yes.
I'm sure you've dealt with this before.
Oh, so many times. Boof, you know.
Good. Do you have the parts? Like, the parts to fix this particular instrument. And I'm like holding it in multiple pieces in my hand.
Beautiful. Beautiful machinery. This is like a classic, like, you know, Roven type of person who's on their own time. But yeah, you work with this person, Zelenogorsk, and they will give you a +1 on whatever you're going to roll here.
Okay. I just want them to do it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So in that case, I'm going to roll 1 and I will take 1 from you, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Because you guys are a +1 tier. You're a +1 tier. And so that means all your friendly NPCs are +1 at this point. Wow, I never get to roll here. Okay, so Zeleno Karsk, you immediately, like, you take one look at this person, and you're like, oh, geez. Like, you're like, I don't want to deal with this. And Zeleno Karsk is like, you know, the colors of the dresses here are so complex. The fabrics. You know, you're like, uh-huh. And as they're talking, they're just like, boop, 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 like, their hands are moving real fast. They're like, just hands it back to you, just fixed. Perfect success, 6. No complications.
Okay. I'm going to, like, quickly, with haste, rush back to Mr. Dort. And I hand the vape back to Trent, and I say something like, there you go. It should be completely fixed and functional. I haven't tested it myself. I wouldn't dream of it, but.
All right. Takes it, honks on it. It's like, all right. Looks back at you. Wasn't really paying attention to you before, but he looks back, looks you up and down. It's like, so you're on the jailbird team, I assume.
Yes. Me and my crew provided the jailbird itself. As you can see in the thing in the cage covered by stuff.
It's like honking in the distance. Yeah. He looks at that. Slowly swivels his head back to you, totally inscrutable, and is like, very impressive. Very good.
I don't mean to pry, but have you hunted a jailbird before?
He looks at you and sharp smile, like slow smile that hits you real sharp, and you're like, fuck. And then, where would you like to send the action?
Did that help you read that all, or...?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Did that help Sharitha's stress that Trent was happy?
Man, that was a perfect 6. I'm going to take 3 ticks off.
Yay! So,
I think we're framed, like, we see the shot of Sharitha watching this interaction, like, on pins and needles, like, oh! And then you hand the vape back, and Trent is, like, visibly happy. Just, oh! You know? So, yeah. Cool move.
Of clarification. Is Trent Dort the VIP?
You don't know.
Okay. He wasn't on the guest list, though, I assume.
No, so. But they leave a chair open. Right. I think that you guys, it would be intuitive, maybe, that he's a local and he eats here a lot. You know? Like, he's just someone that can get slotted in. But yeah, where would you like to send the action?
I'll send it to Inla.
Okay, so Inla is going to be doing her best with Vulpetinger. And now that we also know the name of Zelina and other unnamed normal-looking Roven. And
Bunk!
Bunk. Okay. I'm obsessed with that. Okay.
Say my own name like a Pokemon. Bunk.
Okay, Bunk.
Bunk. Yep.
Okay. I'm going to use my ragtag team of Rovens to start making the ceremony.
Yes.
So start like... we gather in a circle around the quote-unquote jailbird. And we start kind of like making, like doing throat singing. I can't do it properly, but like that's the energy, right? And it's like, and then all the, like there's the clapping and we have like little drums. Like we're trying to make it very like ceremonial thing happening.
Yes.
And then Vulpetinger starts to dance through the group and around the cage to really sell this concept and this happening. Then there, Inla has rigged, I'll use part of my load to have like a smoke bomb. So I have a smoke bomb that goes off, that we clouds up the jailbird, and then I've rigged the jailbird to just like fall over. Like we've killed it, right?
Ooh.
Okay, so
is someone gonna like hit it with a knife or just...
Inla approaches it with a knife, right? It has like this, raises the knife to the sky.
Describe knife. What is knife like?
Knife is really raggedy in the true jailbird fashion. It's like super gnarly, like crazy blade, and very shiny. Like very, very shiny. Like probably one of the newest things that's ever been seen on fucking Trash Planet. And she raises it above her head, and all the Rovens are looking up at it.
I think they were throat singing. When you hold up the knife, they all just start screaming. Like it's like full throat.
Full on screaming.
Yeah.
And Inla hands the sacred knife over to Vulpetinger because they are the shaman. And Vulpetinger then makes a big gesture of slicing the throat in a very like kosher way, right? Slicing the throat open. And the bird has been rigged to fall over. And then the smoke happens.
D- dope. Okay, this is the big show, baby. Argue me, baby. I'm going to give you a minus one because you have Linda very close by. She is hovering. She wants to be involved. She even tries to get into, like, the dance circle. She's like, oh, my God. Wow. Can I just...
Hi, Lynn. Hi. Lynn, right?
Yes.
Absolutely. Hi, I'm Inla. This is a very sacred ceremony that only Rovans can participate
it's
in.
Sacred!
See, Vulpertinger is going to be very upset the closer that you get, and so you need to go back to the table with the rest of the eaters, and I'll actually bring you your own jailbird feather at the end of this for you to be able to take home with you.
Wow. Okay, unfortunately, you can't roll to get rid of her on this turn. She's just around, but, like, that would be a separate engagement. But if you would like to get help, if you would like to get group action, like, you're definitely going to get plus one from your Rovans on your roll here.
I'm going to help.
Yes.
Yeah, I have foresight, so I help without taking stress.
Okay, and then we also get a plus one because the bird looks so good.
Yes, right?
Yeah, because we had a six for making the bird.
You nailed it. Okay, plus one for bird, plus one for Rovans, and then is it plus one from Connie?
I think so.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Minus one for Linda.
Minus one for Linda.
But then it's whatever what are you rolling for this?
I'm going to do, I assume this is like a persuade or like a charm.
I would take charm or persuade. Yeah.
Okay. They're both the same for me.
So. Okay, sure. Anyone else, real quick, before we go, any other stuff? You could devil's bargain, you could whatever.
I mean, I'm distracting Linda by taking the brunt of the conversation myself.
I'm part of the ceremony, so yeah.
Yeah. Like, basically, no, this is the best viewing experience, actually. Just come onto this side of the kid. Like, you get to see everything. Like, that kind of
incredible.
Thing.
Okay, give me that roll.
Are
oh
you
my
kidding
God.
Me?
A one, a two, and a three.
Holy shit.
Gotta be kidding me.
So your highest roll was a three.
Uh-huh. Is there anything I can do?
Well, I'm going to tell you consequences, and then you could choose to resist them.
Okay.
So big old consequence. I think when you hit the button to kill the jailbird, you kind of just, like, hit the power switch, and it, like, it just vibrates for a second and is visibly an animatronic, right? Like, I think that it's very visibly like, oh, my robot in a cage is noticeably that, you know? So that's going to be one consequence.
Okay.
Your second consequence is going to be related to Trent Dort. So, yeah.
I'm going to definitely roll to resist the animatronic.
Yeah, you gotta.
I don't really have an option for that. I'm going to get traumatized most likely, but hey.
Resolve for this one.
Okay, so that's three. As long as it's not prowess, we're good. Six.
There's the 4, 5, 6 that we needed.
Oh my god. Okay, so you have this horrible moment where, like, the ceremony is hitting its climax, and you're about to hit the button, and you notice, like, one of these wires is cut and sparking, and you're like, ah! And so you have to reach in with your bare fingers and, like, twist them together really fast. And, like,
engage puppet mode.
Engage puppet mode! Oh my god! You have to engage fucking puppet mode! Vulpertinger seizes one of the things, and you know you're in the presence of a master puppeteer.
I just look at Vulpertinger with big eyes.
Vulpertinger looks at you with absolute calm, and you're like, I'm in the hands of a professional. And so that doesn't happen. Ceremony goes off. The people at the table are just sort of like, oh. Just a bunch of people just like, okay. You notice the twink in the sundress is taking a lot of notes on their pad. You see the older ladies are like, oh my god, wow. Cultural. Very cultural, I assume. So things of this nature. And then there's also the Trent Dort thing.
Yeah.
Unless you could let that happen.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to resist the Trent Dort thing for right now.
Okay.
I don't know what's going to happen, but yeah.
So Connie, you've been kind of behind Trent as this whole song and dance is going off. And he's watching the show, he's sitting back. I think there's this beautiful handoff where you, like, expertly slip in the meat of the funk leg.
And we, like, go down into a canyon where we have all the funk leg to swap out and then go, come back up, it's, and like, crest over a hill.
Oh my god, it's like forced perspective.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. Okay. I love to get some Looney Tunes shit in there, you know? So this is all playing out. The table's chattering. People are in their small groups. And Trent Dore leans back over his shoulder and sort of like does the come here gesture to you, Connie.
I'm gonna see what he has to say.
Okay, so in the position you're at, like, he's not quite turning around, so you have to like lean down to hear from him. And so he's just talking real slow, real quiet. He's like, it's amazing how meaningful things are to different people. Like how meaningful a jailbird is to a Roven, you know, that's beautiful to see. It's very meaningful to these little off-world kids. I think it's cute, so special. You know, jailbird was pretty meaningful to me, too, once upon a time. I must have been right around 16 and got it in my head I was gonna hunt a jailbird. Proper-like, like, no machinery, no chicanery. I'm a kid, I got a long rifle, I'm out on a skimmer. You're just leaning over, your neck is craning. You know, I get a shot on him on day 3 and just clip the wing and that thing dived me, right? The big old fucking claws ripped me to shreds. So, you know, I survived that big fucking bird. I'm half crazy, I'm bleeding everywhere, but I was gonna be a man, you know? This is the bird that makes you a man. So I follow her around for about a week and a half. Finally got that shot. Hoo-wee, hell of a rush. I've been eating nothing but gorp for days.
Of course.
Don't talk. He's so quiet. Like, he's real quiet. So, I'm hungry. And when I get her, you know, of course I start up a fire right there. Trash fire. Burn real bright. Cook it right over the fire. And damned if it don't taste like hot shit. Right? Damned if it don't taste like absolute trash, because it's gamey and greasy and metallic. I ain't had meat in a week, and I still think it's awful. So maybe it's a fluke, right? Like, maybe I got a bad one. That's how it was. So when I get home, I call in an Argus shot. Oh, you don't know about that. That's like the bright light from the sky that goes kaboom, right? You know, I pull up a jailbird on satellite and just clip it right at the neck. Like, absolutely no chance of any kind of interference from the bolts I'm using. You know, just big old light in the sky, and then she's headless and it's just body out there. I go pick her up. I take her back to my chef's. Try all kinds of shit. Pickling. You ever pickled meat? It's a bad idea. Damned if they didn't all taste like shit, too. And over the years, I tried it a few more times, you know. I want it to be good. Like, you want it to be a challenge. You want it to be what makes you a man. And now I can plug one from 3 miles out, or you can do it from orbit, or you can do it with a little knife if you got a little imagination. But you get nothing for the effort. Jailbird don't mean nothing to me. Speaking of what things are worth, you and I both share the knowledge that you went and made fools out of these nice people. That knowledge means very little to me. Cost me nothing to share. I suspect it'd have great meaning to your employer. So I wonder, what is it worth to you?
Is anyone else around for this conversation?
I think you're still just leaning over Trent Dort. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You're blackmailing me with this knowledge.
Give me some credit. I don't respect you enough to blackmail you. I'm just applying a little pressure, right?
What would it take to make sure Fritha doesn't know this?
I don't know. What do you got? I mean, you're like Rovens and shit? You're like...
We operate out of the food court.
Oh, you operate? Oh, that's cute. Okay. Well, you know, I always got some use for folks who can operate. I got a lot of use for it, in fact. Got some stuff going on I'd like y'all to take a look at. And by I like, I mean you will.
Yes, we will. What do you need us to take a look at?
I'll be in touch. You're at that pizza restaurant, right? The Screaming Slice?
Yes.
Beautiful building. Flammable. Flammable as fuck.
Oh, dear.
Not if you have awnings.
I'm not even going to respond to that. I'll just say something like, here's my pager for when you need to contact us. And I try to get the fuck out of there.
All right, do you give him the whole pager, or you just give him a number?
Oh, I give him my pager, like, number.
Okay, cool, cool. He's like, God, y'all's quaint. All right, I'll be in touch. What's your name, son?
I don't care.
Don't care. Shut the fuck up. See you soon. End of conversation. How are you doing, Kai?
I rush back, like, shaking with fear, and I think I'm going to let everyone else know that, like,
So ceremony's over. People are eating. Muffled conversation, light ambient music, happy laughter of rich people. Where do we see Connie doing?
Okay. I think we have a little break in the action so we can kind of huddle up. Lynn, please, Wolfertinger has something for you.
Oh my god, really? Wow!
Yeah, they'll give you the feather.
Hello. Wolfertinger, like, grabs her hand, does the bow and the kiss maneuver. Lynn is like, oh my goodness, wow! So that's happening in the background. We see some good visual gags out there. Wolfertinger gets the puppets out. It's really breaking the tension in the rest of this happening. But yeah, Connie, what are you doing?
I think I gather everyone and I'm like, We are in some deep trouble. One of them knows potentially the worst person in our guest list who could know that this is all a farce knows that this is a farce.
Who is it?
Are any of you aware of Dort and Sons Tractor Supply and Small Arms?
Don't tell me.
No.
Yeah.
What?
Trent Dort has dirt on us. He knows that this was all fake, and he's blackmailing us, me.
Of all people to attend this meal, Dort?
I didn't realize who he was until he needed something. I'm pretty sure he threatened the Screaming Slice and us with an Argus shot. I think he has that kind of technology.
An Argus shot? Who is this guy?
He is maybe the most powerful arms dealer on Helica. For some reason, he's still here, not in one of those rich yuppie places. He stays on Trash Planet for some reason.
He's probably doing exactly what he was doing decades ago. Just taking shots, having fun. It's like a safari to him.
Wait, how does he know? How did he know?
Well, according to him, he's killed, by my count, at least 7 jailbirds.
And like can't like stand up. She's just wait, what? I'm sorry, I'm gonna be nauseous.
This is a bad man, guys. This is one of the scariest people to have threatening us.
Sharitha comes over, sees y'all clustered up, and she's like, "Hello, well, beautiful ceremony, I assume."
It went off without a hitch. Thank you, Sharitha.
Yes, lovely. Is there anything else that you would like to conclude the evening? Your services may be complete for the evening. We want to make sure that we have all of our cultural accoutrements appropriately deployed.
Yes, rather than us handing out the feathers, we felt it would be best if you did, so.
Just hand her. She picks up these oily jailbird feathers as if they're gross, which they kind of are. So, oh god. Really, there's just no other option.
Each of the jailbird feathers has like a little piece of string tied to it with some beads.
Oh, yeah. That's nice. Okay.
Little inlay detail. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's just a souvenir. You know, all of your guests will want to say they'll want to tell their friends off world that they actually partook in a jailbird ceremony. This is the proof of it.
Fine. All right, well, as you know, this was a colossal waste of time and resources. I mean, I'm happy that my guests are happy, but it really didn't need to be all this hassle, did it? So this will be reflected in your pay, unfortunately, but I asked for a jailbird and you did deliver. So we will be happy to have you as our delivery employees going forward. Who shall I write on your paperwork? Do you have a name?
What are we?
I mean, if we really want to rub the Giddy Girl's face in it, we could show off that we protected the food court from them.
Yeah, like some sort of warden.
The wardens. Yes?
Yeah, the wardens of the food court.
All right. You said it in a meaningful way. All right. No, I love it. It was good. She writes that down on a clipboard. She says, yes, you can expect your first delivery We are a few weeks out, and I'll be in touch. Of course, do you prefer pager communication? She's just speaking to you about details and how this is all going to shake out. You have secured your job as the pickup people for the Tender Mercy at the cost of becoming indebted to Trent Dort.
Seems not worth it. No.
Yeah. I think as things are wrapping up, I'm going to try and steal the generator.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Rather... Just not give it back.
Yeah. So you're loading
just
up.
Just casually, like, pack it up. Like, it's
yeah.
It's
yeah, like it's
ours.
One of ours.
Yeah, you're loading up, you're loading out.
Lottie, are you doing this too?
Yeah, if this is something I can help with, you know, yeah. I'll be there helping pack up.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
All right, give me some kind of role for this, a group action.
How are you at sneaking? Mm-mm. Because I was thinking sneak. We like, rarely use sneak.
I don't have good rolls.
It feels
for sneak,
like it should be sneak. Yeah. Like, this is a sneaky thing to do. Anyone can assist. Like, you're all here. We're kind of in
narrative. Are you on stress?
Yeah.
I'm good.
Oh, okay. Then you can just assist me rather than group action.
Cool.
So, one stress to assist, and I get one more dice.
Nice.
That's a five.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you guys just casually load it up as if it has always belonged to you. Just stick it on the skimmer. Everything else. I think your consequence here is that you see Volpertinger making out with this like cute girl. And as they're making out, they reach up on the back of her neck and grab the mask. Like, it's like this little thin bar that, like, she had the soap bubble mask.
Yeah.
And so they're like making out pressed against a canyon, just like very hot, very sexy. And then you just see like the hand reach up, like, you know? And so Volpertinger grabs the soap bubble mask and then just like spins her, like dip kiss, spin, and is like, oh, goodbye. Like, incredible visual look. And
all while wearing mosquito netting and a G-string. Yeah.
Are you telling me you wouldn't make out with the
I would make out with Volpertinger. Yeah. Absolutely.
Most eligible bachelor in Trash Planet.
I'd only make out with one of their puppets.
Yeah. Volpertinger waves goodbye with a puppet on hand. Wow, what a move. Anyway, okay, so that's going to be some grief maybe later that affects your reputation with the Scream and Slice, with the Tender Mercy. But you guys are loading up. It's the end of the night. Any final moments between any of you guys?
I do want to try and talk to one of the people at High Life Adventure Tours.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So this one guy is sticking pretty close to the VIPs. Like, he came here with them and he's been on them all night. So yeah, what do you say?
Hey, you know Big Eve Boulder?
I know him. You're looking at him.
Big Eve.
That's right. It's me, Big Eve Boulder.
He gets like a Borderlands splash screen. It goes graffiti. He does a cool pose. As he says that, the people he was shepherding, like the college kids, are like, Big Eve. Like, he has completely won the hearts and minds of these people.
Hey, look. So I got a tip. I've got a big tryout coming for my spot in the starting rotation for the Fresco Fuzz.
Mate, you gotta hustle it up. Dinner's about to end. I gotta get back to my job.
Yeah, I was hoping I could buy some juice.
Oh my god, that's crazy to just say in public like that. Can you believe this guy dealing juice? Wow.
You need to roll me something to make this connect, because just trying to be like, hey, let me buy drugs from you, like, in public.
Well, I'm trying to say, like, I'm on the practice squad, and, like, I just need that edge to get me in the starting rotation. And, you know, it'll be good business for you.
I always say 50 push-ups and 50 sit-ups every morning keeps a lad healthy and happy.
Roll me to see if this works out. Like, he's just shy about doing this in front of people.
I mean, we don't have to do it now. Can I give you my contact info?
Even to get the info.
Okay, like, yeah. What do you want me to roll?
Charm or persuade, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you just roll a 6 and a 1?
I rolled a 6 and a 1.
Holy shit. All right.
So I have to take the 1.
No! Big Eve is audibly in earshot of his college kids and is just like, mate, you crazy. See, this is just what I'm saying about the wacky locals here of Trash Planet. You know, you can tell that just absolutely no decorum at all. I mean, good God. Anywho, good to meet you, brother. Hope I'll catch you in the stars. I don't know, just a weird aura there.
All right, Big Eve. I'll see you around. And I turn around and slump away.
No! No, Tank!
No!
The meat dimension, like, gets a little smaller over your head. Like, it's, like, going further away. No. And so what's the last shot we see of all y'all heading out?
I think after all of it's wrapped up, we're probably the last ones there, sort of making sure everything is buried, all the proof that this was a farce is you know, scattered and not traceable. I think as we're loading up the skimmer and leaving Bustard's Canyon, in this starry night, one of the stars, which is a satellite, you could see it moving right above us.
You're listening to a Hypergallant production. If you like what you heard, please leave us a rate and review. Check out our website on hypergallant.com. Thank you to The Dren, The Serfs, Prime of Passing, Herberts Again, and our very own Rabbit Sullivan for the use of their music. Thank you to Morgan Davey, Malcolm Craig, and Gregor Hutton for the use of their game Acent.
Yeah, who wants to be my meat demons?
Oh my god.